More than 11 years after the attacks, the case drags on in a Guantanamo Bay Naval Base courtroom. The proceedings are best characterized by the defiance and antics displayed by alleged ringleader Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four other suspects accused of nearly 3,000 counts of murder. At their arraignment in May, the suspects ignored the judge, had an outburst, and one of them began undressing in front of the court. This set of hearings will have the defense trying to get the charges thrown out on the argument that the proceedings are illegitimate. Defense attorneys want former U.S. President George W. Bush and former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to be called as witnesses to testify on their role in ordering alleged torture and establishing the prison at Guantanamo Bay. Jennifer Daskal, a Georgetown University law professor who has been vocal on the Guantanamo proceedings, says the suspects' antics would likely not have gone so far if the case were being tried in a U.S. federal civilian court.
The judges and the participants are really, they're bending over backwards to make it appear as if the system is fair. And so in a situation like that, the judge, it appears to me, is giving the detainees, the defendants, way more leeway than you would ever see in federal court, where judges would just shut that down, those kinds of antics down in an instant.
The U.S. government's decision to hold the trial at Guantanamo Bay and keep detainees in prison there has sparked protests among American anti-war activists. President Obama promised to close it down, but did not. Daskal was among those calling for closure of the facility when it first opened, but she has since changed her mind.
There's no more tortures going on in Guantanamo, and the conditions have improved significantly. And the thing we're left with Guantanamo is detention without charge. And in the current political and legal climate, closing Guantanamo is not going to change that. Closing Guantanamo simply means moving some core subset of Guantanamo detainees to some other place where they're detained without charge, and most likely in much worse conditions.
It is not clear whether the five defendants will show up for these hearings.
Greg, Arthur, Atlas.
But a few relatives of some of the nearly 3,000 victims will be there, as they have been since the start of the proceedings. For them, the wait for justice continues. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the Pentagon.
Andrew J. Bailey.